Welcome, podcasters. My name is Pixie. My journey as a podcaster has been very exciting, learning everything I can to make myself better. I started having a deep discussion with other podcasters on Twitter Space every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you have a podcast or want to start one, join the conversation. This is Project Podcast with Pixie. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another small snippet of Project Podcast with Pixie. We are getting to know another podcaster, and today, this is the second one I've done. This is the Sunday Night Army. Welcome to the space.
Well, thank you for having me, Pixie. I appreciate that.
Are you excited for this new format we've got going on here?
Oh, I'm pumped. It just gives podcasters another avenue to utilize what we do and use our voices.
So excited. Okay, so let's just say I've never met you before, ever in a space. Tell me about yourself and your journey as a podcaster, and then I want to know about your podcast. I want to know about you in this short, small format.
Awesome. So first, I'm Jacob. I am the host of the Sunday Night Army podcast, and my journey has been since about 2007. I started teaching and studying podcasting way back then. That led me a little hiatus for a few years. I started a podcast called ADG Podcast with a co-host, and that's been about 4 years talking local sports and news and entertainment. And now I am in my 150th episode of the Sunday Night Army podcast that covers entertainment, independent music, some commentary, politics, lots of media stuff. And that's my quick journey.
Wow. How long are your episodes?
My episode's mostly about 20 minutes or so, because I love that between 15 to 22 minutes span. The in-depth ones, usually about 43 minutes, but those are maybe once a month, once every 2 months, you get a nice 42 minute episode.
I like it. I like it. Who is your favorite interview so far? Because you do a lot of interviews on your podcast.
Yes. And actually, that's the best question I could get, because everybody that gets on the show is a great interviewer. They wouldn't be on the show. I need to have a good conversation with someone to make it, and they're usually extremely interesting. My favorite episodes are the podcasters that an interview and have a great community with, but my very, 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 very favorite episode is episode all the way back, episode 20, and I can say now I didn't know what I was doing back then as well as I do now, and that was an R&B artist that I've loved since the mid-90s. And yes, I'm that old. And that was John B.
Have you thought about reaching back out to John B. and asking for a new, fresh interview from him?
I think when he comes out with his new music, probably hopefully next year, I'm hoping. I will have to revisit that. And I was actually thinking of republishing that episode, but I don't know how that would reflect in episode number.
You could revise it. You could put the revision and clean up the audio a little and give it a fresh spin on it and just say, hey, guys, this has to be one of my favorite interviews. Why don't you revisit with me? And it's remastered now.
Ooh, I love that. With fresh commentary.
Fresh commentary. You can give how nervous you were to meet an icon of yours. This sounds great. I mean, I can't wait for people to check out your podcast.
Yeah, and you know, you just gave me a tremendous idea to do that, and I think that might be in the plans in the future. That's amazing.
What other big plans do you have? Do you have any other interviews coming down the pipeline that you just have to tell somebody about?
Oh, I've had so many interviews that I have recorded. I'm basically booked till December for publishing, the end of December for the rest of the year. but there's a special one. It's coming next week, and I had to save it for the past 3 weeks because tomorrow's episode 150 will be lots of me and umming through 43 minutes of commentary on Halloween. But if we can get all through that, the next episode next Sunday will be a visionary music episode where everyone will experience a brand new concept in music. And you'll love it. I guarantee it.
Ooh, this sounds exciting. So where can everybody find the Sunday Night Army?
The Sunday Night Army, if you are listening to Pixie, hit the link for my show. The link tree in my bio gives you every single listening platform that you enjoy. I am on it, on every single one. And you can just search the Sunday Night Army or hit one of the links in my link tree. And it'll take you straight to whatever platform you wish.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on this brand new recording for the Project Podcast. I hope to see you soon in my rooms on Wednesday. And, you know, you've been a fantastic helper of me and my show. And I just wanted to send that back out.
Well, Pixie, you're doing tremendous things in the podcasting community. And we can't say thank you enough to what you do. So I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you coming to this weird new form that I'm trying to do. I'm moving on to the next. So thank you for joining us, the Sunday Night Army guys. Check them out, follow them, give them the likes, shares, and subscribes that you can, because this is how we build our podcasting community.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Project Podcast with Pixie. I want to invite you every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you have a podcast or want to start one, join the conversation. Follow me on Twitter, Pixie @NextOnStage1. See you soon, guys.